Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 8, 2024. Life with the Creator. Question: if we find the strength to pray while immersed in the quality of blackness, then there is a place of merging with the Creator and gratitude. What actions are required of us hereafter? Answer: to ask, to pray, to speak, to turn to the Creator for any, even the most insignificant reason. All the time, as if to annoy Him. And then you will quickly see His attitude toward you. We must, as much as we can, not break away from the Creator, feel that we have grasped Him, and are holding Him as close to us as possible. And so we go through life. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 29, 2024. Writings of Balhasulam: happy is the man who does not forget you and the Son of Man who exerts in you. Aim for the ultimate goal. The process when a ten becomes one single whole is a gradual process of gathering people into tens, then tens, tens as units, into hundreds, and so on. This is how the spiritual pyramid is built, and thus we come to one man. Question: how can we go through this process at the convention? Answer: we will not be able to go through this process yet. Now we have to think only about our tens and how to connect them to such an extent that we feel what is before us. This is not the ultimate goal. It is still very elusive for us, but we need to know about it, think about it, and talk about it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 25, 2024. Preparation to Life in the Ten Convention. What should I pray for when I am full of joy? Question: after the convention we are in joy, delight, and connection. What is the right thing to pray for when we are full of joy? Answer: pray to come closer to the Creator and to be able to thank Him even more. A person must always work on his properties in order to be as close to the Creator as possible, and accordingly, one will know how to move forward. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 29, 2024. Writings of Balhasulam: happy is the man who does not forget you and the Son of Man who exerts in you. Rely on Kabbalists and the Creator. Question: our state is counted by how much we are in faith, not in knowledge. What does this mean? Answer: I do not rely on my knowledge. I rely on the Kabbalists, who wrote what should be done, and on the Creator by studying His instructions in the sources. This is why I am advancing. Faith is the light of mercy, O Hasidim. Question: is this what I give to my friends and to the Creator? Answer: no. It is simply a quality of faith that comes from a person and allows him to feel the spiritual world. To do this, you need to love and be good to everyone. Make an effort and you can succeed. Question: when I come to the feeling that everything that happens to me is from the Creator and I fully trust Him and thank Him for it, then can I say that I am already in faith? Answer: partly, this is the beginning of faith. There are as many degrees in faith as there are in knowledge. The light of mercy, O Hasidim, and the light of wisdom, O Hochma, go in parallel. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 29, 2024. Writings of Balhasulam: happy is the man who does not forget you and the Son of Man who exerts in you. Connect and you will see. Question: some of us go through difficult states. How can a ten raise them to the Creator? Answer: connect, despite the fact that everyone goes through a special state in their heart, in their desires, in their life circumstances, connect together. Then you will see why we need a group and Kabbalah in general. Question: how can one constantly be in prayer for the ten and ask, ask, ask the Creator? Answer: Pay attention to the slightest changes in your relationship. Then you will have reasons and words with which to turn to the Creator. Question: how can I use a private state to raise a 10 and not load it with the heaviness on my heart? By dividing the state to everyone, I make it easier for myself, but I burden others. Would it not be harmful to them? Answer: no, by no means. In any circumstance, what you do for everyone, in your questions, in your answers, and in your actions. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 23, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. 3 Conditions in Prayer. What is interesting about the wisdom of Kabbalah? Question: your teacher Baruch Ashlag, Rabash, wrote articles in which he states that a person who studies Kabbalah lives among people who have nothing to do with spiritual development and even oppose it. Therefore, if he wants to develop spiritually and change his egoistic nature, he must organize a new environment that would support him. But on the other hand, he needs to be careful not to disengage from society, from acquaintances, from parents, and not to close himself in a small group, and not to enter into asceticism. How can we make the right choice between egoistic society that does not support spiritual development and a group committed to altruistic ideas and values? Answer: the fact is that any science, any hobby of a person captures him and begins to pull him in its direction. It is the same with Kabbalah. Moreover, Kabbalah attracts much more than any other pursuit because it reveals the meaning of our world, its history, the creation of man, the way he is controlled, and his behavior from the point of view of nature. Naturally, very strong opportunities are revealed before a person here, and one really feels that he can be carried away somewhere, carried away too much, torn away from everything corporeal. As a rule, such sensations arise in beginners. But in general, we need to reassure them here because all this is not as it may seem to them. The fact is that we all sometimes get carried away by all sorts of things. But the wisdom of Kabbalah is interesting because it does not detach us from this world, but on the contrary, reveals it even more. Therefore, a person who correctly studies Kabbalah comes into even greater contact with this world, understands it, classifies it, and ultimately finds a clear and stable route in this world. From Cab TV's Practical Kabbalah, January 16, 2024. Exit Concealment. From there, they emerged in concealment, Rashbi, Zohar for all the flower buds. The word there refers to a person's desires, which he wants to develop into spiritual ones. As a result of his work, desires gradually emerge into revelation, and through them, he begins to feel the world in which he was born. Question: what is generally concealed from a person? Answer: everything spiritual is concealed from us, all the forces that control us, all the forces that we must control. Question: is this precisely to leave us the freedom of choice? Answer: yes, and to understand how to work with all these qualities and forces. From Cab TV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, January 7, 2024.